Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
And I'm Cindy.
You're Cindy what?
Cindy Fabulous.
Cindy Fabulous?
Yes. What is it? I'm not loud enough? Too loud? You know, we prepare all this before we go on. What's your problem?
Because you don't speak.
You know what it is? I don't have Jay as a producer. I have you.
Yeah, well, if you had Jay as a producer, it'd be a 2-second podcast. before we go on, I think we both like to send our thoughts and prayers out to the people of France.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paris. What a tragic thing that happened, and unfortunately, it keeps happening.
I don't understand it. Never will.
We're lucky enough to visit Paris a few years ago.
Yeah, and it was right in the area we were in.
It's not my city. It's not my cup of tea, but the people there I thought were...
You just think about it. They're just sitting like that one part where we were watching 60 Minutes last night where they were talking about the cafe. They're just sitting there. People just going to go have a tea whatever they're going to have. Could have been where we were. We're right by a cafe. That one time we had to go to the restroom real quick, and you accidentally went into
the women's bathroom. Yes.
Yes, you thought it was a unisex.
But nobody yelled at me.
Nobody did. But anyway, they were all so nice there, and I just was thinking, God, just that's why
just people want to go out and have just live life, and unfortunately, we just have just a small percentage out there that just want to wreak havoc. But I don't know what the answers are. I couldn't tell you. I'm not smart enough to
you and me both
to do it. But anyway.
That's
what we wanted to start the podcast.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
It's a tragic thing, and the Amazing Race has obviously been to Paris,
right,
and traveled. But on to more cheery things. The Amazing Race.
Yes,
I wouldn't say a great episode.
I would agree with you. It went by fast when I was watching. It was really fast. And I watched it all, and some of the times just like, oh my God. Sometimes I. Texas guys. Sometimes I wonder about them. I really thought they were the top three, and I know they're not. I know they're smart. Sometimes they just don't make very good choices.
They've their game has slipped.
Now, yes,
I was thinking because we watched it separately.
Yes, we did.
You watched
because you're very busy. You're ref 6 games this weekend.
That's the reason we apologize again. And next weekend, I'm also reffing on the weekends. And so if I'm not here,
you have a you have a wedding to pay for, and the poor little fella has to work.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. So. I'm thinking about Justin. Remember, he said he wouldn't U-turn the guys.
Right.
You think that he doesn't consider them a threat?
I don't think he does.
Because Justin seems pretty smart with the game.
He's
been studying the game for 13 years. He's very into it. They had a big advantage today. And for a team like that to have an advantage, there was no hiccups in their game. We'll get to the recap later on. But
I agree. And the other thing, too, is what surprised me the most about the green team, Justin, and I always forget.
Diana,
thank you. Is that, you see many people, like, I keep referring back to Survivor, and I'm sorry, because those are the only two game shows I watch is
you mean
Survivor.
Reality shows.
Reality shows.
I guess it could be considered a game show.
Anyway.
Type of game show.
Well, I watch a lot of reality shows, but I call them game shows, you call them reality shows. But anyway, those are the two shows I watch the most of anything, so that's how I always can refer back to the Survivor. But there are so many times that there have been people who really know Survivor, know the game, they studied it, and they've been on it, and they don't play the way they think they should play.
Right.
This is the first time I actually I'm seeing someone play it and really playing it correctly.
Right.
And he knows the ins and outs, understands it.
Because it's true, you see people on Survivor
all the time
that know the game.
Yep.
And yet they make mistakes because I think the problem with Survivor it's different because you're
living with them.
In Amazing Race, it's up to you and your teammate, whoever your teammate is,
correct,
to work together. Survivor, you're working by yourself. You obviously you have to work with somebody to get. You have to work with a group to get to a certain point. But at any point, those people can chop off your legs and say, "I'm done with you." And hashtag blindside.
Right.
But these Justin and Diana seem to be working for the same goal, and they both understand the game, and they're just playing very well. Like this was they had a huge their flight left first.
Right.
They didn't make any mistakes.
None.
And they had time to be patient. We'll talk about it later. I'm patient and stuff like that. But Team Texas is just.
I don't know, the first, first couple legs, I thought they were, oh my gosh, I considered them, and I don't want to get lipstick on your microphone.
That's good. But
I considered the green team, the Texans, and the news guys. I kind of felt like those were the three top teams that, in my opinion, Kelsey and Joey in the beginning, I thought, oh my gosh, those are going to be the top three at the end. Because you can kind of, like, when you're watching it, you can kind of say, oh yeah, those are the ones that are going
to be. Once in a while, a team we consider weak does kind of sneak in and gets the breaks towards the end.
Right.
And they just hang on long enough.
Right.
Like you see Team Alabama wouldn't consider them a weak team.
No.
But they're not, you wouldn't look at them and go, oh, that's the strongest team. But I could see them winning because if they got the breaks, they're consistently in there and they have become less stressed out.
I would agree. And the cheerleading team, who would have ever thought, and when I watched them in the beginning, because remember that one, where were they? Where's the Olympics at? That's where they were at. Greece.
Brazil.
Brazil, thank you. Anyway.
Where the Olympics are going to be.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, where the Olympics are going to be.
I don't know.
So when you were watching them do that puzzle, I mean, they were just like, oh my gosh.
They were struggling.
Yeah, they were struggling and struggling. And then all of a sudden, it's like they figured things out. I really thought they were going to beat the green team last week at the last leg. So that was really impressive. So to me, I was just, the Texas guys were really the top tier. I'm looking at them now thinking, and you know what it started from? It started from when they used that thing.
When they used the...
what was that called?
The Express Pass. When they used that Express Pass at the wrong time to try to gain an advantage when it was way too soon to use the Express Pass, their game has not been the same. It's like thrown all of a sudden, using that Express Pass has made them
like stupid.
Not as smart as they were.
Yeah.
And I hate to say stupid because they're not stupid, but not as smart as they were. It's like their game got thrown off.
Yes. Like they had a different game, then all of a sudden they did that, and they just
When last week when they were traveling around Paris enjoying the sights and sounds and stuff like that. Which, you know, it's again, you're in Paris, and it's a city almost everybody knows about. And when you're there, you do go, oh, wow, there's the Eiffel Tower.
Right, there's this and that.
So
anyway, again, I'm just like, since that moment when they used the Express Pass, I'm just like, oh my gosh, the whole game has fallen apart.
I'm starting to think that Justin isn't thinking about using Express. Number one, why get enemies?
But true.
I don't think he sees them as a threat.
I would agree with you.
But Team Texas is very likable. Everybody likes them.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that.
What I'm saying is why you don't use the Express Pass to gain enemy.
Okay, you played sports. I did sports, but mine was a single sport. Yours was a sports, you know, team. Do you, when you think you're the best, and I'm sure Justin thinks there's no one that's going to be able to beat him.
Well, right now there is no one.
Right. So why would anybody be a threat?
Well, I'm saying in the beginning when he said he wouldn't use, because
he doesn't have to. He thinks he's the best.
Yeah. Well, again,
he doesn't have any insecurities as far as that goes.
I think someone's going to use the U-turn because next week is a U-turn.
Right.
I think it's someone that's trying to save themselves. I think someone thinks that they need to do it to save themselves.
You're probably right.
And that's, I think that's the
only... Well, the Texas guy said that they would U-turn him. Even though they agreed they wouldn't U-turn Justin, they said they would.
I think you have to.
Absolutely.
If you have a chance, you have to because they're going to win.
I mean, they're
just so calm. Diana got a little emotional last week, and we found out this week because she was upset that she thought she was letting Justin down.
Right.
And Justin, I thought, was a great answer. Said, you can only let me down
if you quit. Absolutely.
And I think that was like, wow, that's the best answer he could have given.
Yeah.
Because they're getting a little friction there, but you get it. It's a race. And so, because nobody likes a quitter.
New.
Anyway, you ready to start this?
Yes. Like I was braiding my daughter's hair last night, new braid. I was like, I'm not quitting.
And you didn't braid my hair.
I know.
A little upset by that.
I'm sorry.
Team Green starts out ahead of the pack.
Way ahead, it seemed like.
They're headed to Poland.
Yes.
Was it Kraken, Poland? Or
Kraken or something like that.
I kept calling it Crackhead Poland. That's just me because I tend to do things like that. So once I said that, it was in my head.
It was in your head. I can hear it.
And now I can't remember what it was.
That's okay.
They all have, all the teams have booked the flights using the new Travelocity app on the phone. I wonder if that was advertisement.
I'm sure it was. You're being sarcastic, aren't you? Okay.
But what was my first thought? All right, because you had already watched it and you didn't say anything. You're very good about
that. Again, second time.
I know. I said, hey, is someone going to do something wrong with the app and book the wrong flight?
Yes.
But no one did.
No. Were you disappointed?
I was disappointed because I said,
I can't get comfortable over here.
Someone's going to.
I hate leaning forward.
So you want me to bring out the other mic next time?
Yeah, I don't like this. All right.
So anyway, it seems to work for me.
I know, but is it uncomfortable when you lean forward like this?
I'm not leaning forward. I'm just speaking into the microphone.
Oh, dear.
Jeez, now you're off track. I do like how the app, and I wonder if they told Justin to say, hey, it's so easy to use.
No, I don't think I have to tell Justin anything. He's smart. He's a radio personality.
He kind of looked in the camera, and it's so easy to use, too.
Yeah, come on, he knew how to
do. He kind of winked, and they went, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm doing.
I know, but you did.
I'm doing cute. Like a 70s commercial.
Yeah.
But you
know what? I have to say, though, I use my phone and iPad for everything. When you have apps like that, it is so much easier about things.
I'm anti-app. I'm not anti-app because I just like the airport. I don't like to use the...
That's stupid. You're silly.
I want it on paper.
No. Why waste a tree?
Well, it's just one little. It's like
no,
a,
it's
like
right
a branch.
There. Then you just show it, then you scan. Oh, it's so much easier.
But what did the guy say? Because the people that don't
oh
know how to
use
it.
Oh my gosh, you're going to use that.
The rest of the
time.
Teams follow behind. Yes. Justin has been preparing for 13 years to be on the race, and it shows.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
He is. Again, we gave him some grief in the beginning, but yeah. he's a
superior athlete, as you would say. Someone that you saw like Michael Jordan play basketball. Superior.
He's the Michael Jordan of this race.
Absolutely.
And he has a good partner. Diana would be Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
Anyone who's seen the Bulls play would understand that.
And
it's not an insult to say that she's Scottie Pippen.
No, not at all. I don't mind being
they have
Scottie
a
Pippen.
Jump. They have to jump in the pool for the next clue.
Yes.
I just thought, well, because everyone's sitting around the pool, they just jump in the clue,
I loved everybody that did that because everybody from then on didn't even change their clothes; just jumped right in, got it, and out.
We're not there yet, so
why can't I say that? Well, we're just going to talk about Justin.
Well, right now it is just Justin.
Okay, he's boring.
And Diane. Well, detour is mining salt or music, and I would have taken the salt.
Yeah,
because I thought the music would be more difficult when I first because I'm not musically talented. I'm kind of just, but I could. I'm a hard worker. I could have done the salt. I would have had no problem with
salt.
But
we'd have to do it together.
I know, but I thought the music was going to be more difficult. Like, you have to learn a song. Oh, it would take me forever.
Yeah, because we've seen that when they had to do, like, the singing parts and some of the
other
races.
The rap one last
week. Okay, I'll tell you my next thing. We're not there yet. I'm not allowed to say it. Okay.
All right, then. So they're all looking for a cab.
Yep.
And
now that one.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're racing. As they're racing, every team is every cab is being is passing Team Alabama's
pet. Yes.
We're in a race. It's a hurry. Gonna get a race. You can tell their frustration, but they're just getting passed by everyone. This is a race. We're in a race. We're in a hurry. But anyway, so the Team Green is way out in front. Chris says he'll jump in the pool, but Logan thinks he's taking too long, and she jumps in the pool. That was funny. She was like,
yes.
Logan goes, I got this. I'll jump in the pool. And Logan goes, oh, forget it. I'll get it. You're taking too long. They're on the same page, but they're not on the same page. All the teams have trouble finding a cab. Logan and Chris cross the street to get a taxi.
And then they see them cross the street. As I'm watching this by myself, because you were roughing, I'm like, hello, light bulb. They're running across the street. They got the taxi. And everybody else is still standing. And then the newscast was like, oh, we'll just go over there with the bridge. We'll walk under it.
Yeah.
And then the Texans are still standing
there. They're trying.
Ah!
The Texans are still standing. But I said, I'm not sure what Team Texas is doing.
And not a clue.
Around, and they're like going, gosh, what are we doing?
I know.
This is terrible. This is terrible. They're going, oh, come on, Team Texas. Team Green goes, they do the mine. Where am I?
Mine salt. The salt mine. Right? Can you not read your writing? Shocker.
Music. They have to learn a song to go with a violinist.
Right.
Okay. Team Green is way out in front. They do the mine.
Right, they do the mine. Most of the other teams do, except for two other teams, but all the other teams
Logan
do the...
Logan and Chris did the mining,
and
did Team Texas.
And then the other guys did the music.
They all did the music.
Cheerleaders,
after team,
Alabama.
Yeah, after Team Green won, they completed the challenge, which was a tough one.
Yes.
Physical challenge. They go to Oscar Schindler's factory.
I know.
And that was like, oh my gosh.
It reminded me when I was watching it, it reminded us when you and I were in Washington and we saw the
Holocaust
Museum in Washington. Same thing. Just walking around.
Ever in Washington and like I said, everyone knows the history of it. Everyone knows how tragic it was. But there's a part where they have shoes from the Holocaust, the people there, and the smell of the shoes it was a rough thing.
I remember that time we walked in, they had the train.
The train.
We walked in and made a weird noise. That was weird. It was kind of eerie.
Well,
you just see all the people and all the people that
perished.
It's
so quiet in there, and everyone is just so respectful, and no one's on their cell phones.
Again, no one's on cell phones. Nobody's being.
This was the day we were there, and it just seemed.
Nobody was rude. Everybody was polite. And just, it's nice when you see the humanity.
Humanity.
When you see humanity like that. Anyway, but remind me of that time. Okay.
Anyway, Team Texas finally gets a cab.
Yes.
Kelsey and John are first to take off with the piano. And the piano was kind of hard to push. The cheerleaders had trouble, and so did Team Alabama.
Yeah.
The cheerleaders, one of them smashed their finger, and then the piano was falling apart.
Yes, it was.
I sort of hope they don't get docked for that. Justin and Diana go through to the Oscar Schindler's
Museum.
And Justin, they both were crying. And this one, I could say, I can't. Because
no.
I don't know how you can go through there without being choked up.
And then, like I said, they had family members that they lost for that, too. So, I mean, I can't imagine, you know.
It's just, you know, we were talking about the terrorist attack in Paris. How did this happen? It just kind of freaks you out sometimes that people can think that way. The rest of the teens push their
pianos.
Thank you. where they need to go. Once there, they need to collect $100. Yes. So they're playing music, collect $100.
And I thought, you know, when I realized how it was, oh, that's pretty simple. They're just going to do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do while he plays.
Chris and it's taking Chris and Logan a while to do the assault because he...
What was he doing? So he wheeled it to one spot, dumped it, and then what?
She goes, isn't this going to take you longer? He goes, look, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then the people in the salt mine are kind of looking, shaking their head, but it was like he was doing double the work.
But I agree.
I don't think that she doesn't look very. She's not a very big girl, so I'm just,
know,
I don't think she could have helped him pick it. Or you do less, put less in the barrel. What I would have done is put less in the barrel,
right,
and made more trips.
I agree.
Because all you're doing is putting that on the barrel, dumping it out, and shoveling it.
Yeah, I just thought they were weird.
Well, the strategy it worked because the Team Texas was so far behind. Let's see, Team Texas still lost. Once they got there, they didn't know where to go, so they're still lost.
I know. I remember you going, oh, Team Texas, come on
guys. Justin needs to load his tray with the correct items
for the food to
finish the task.
And I thought he handled it, again, very smart. You know, obviously he could take his time. He knows he's way out in front. And I wish we knew what the elapsed time was with everybody, because I think that would make it understand a little bit more, but maybe they don't want you to know that.
They had a big lead because they went through the mining challenge really quick. It seemed like they were already ahead of everybody. But Justin said last week when they were looking for the windmills, when they were looking for the Van Gogh painting, he said, just take your time and get it right. Is what you should do. And he goes, okay, let me go find the place, the restaurant I have to take it to. He did that. And I guess it's always easier when you're ahead. There is no need to panic.
Right.
But he stopped. He found everything, all the items that he needed.
Right. Well, he figured everything out. He watched. He did this. Yeah. He did that. And then that made it, he was smart.
Kelsey and Joy did a great job collecting the money.
Yes, I thought they were the best as far as that
now,
musical part.
The cheerleaders shocked me because I said to you, I go, well, the cheerleaders will get $100 quick.
Yeah, easily.
But she was too demanding.
Yeah, and too beggy.
And what I learned in Europe, because there was a guy there he was in a wheelchair, no legs and stuff like that. I gave him money out of my pocket, and I got some of the dirtiest looks from the people.
Yes.
In Paris, they just kind of looked at me like, so I guess they don't like beggars, you know? Like, right. I get it, but I was like, I just got the dirtiest looks. And I think she was just too demanding. You're lying to me. You're doing this. You're doing that. And we'll get to how it finally paid off. Team Texas is still lost, as I kept putting this. Justin takes his time. Kelsey and Joey finish the task. They got the money. The last guy, how much do you need?
Right.
He gave $20.
Right.
She was very persistent. She was kind of demanding, but she was, you know.
But still in a positive fun way. I mean, maybe they were in the right spot, too.
It does help the spot, but I think it's also how you approach it.
Yeah, you're right.
A woman who'd already donated Team Alabama. Said,
I know, came back. How much more do you need?
for you to leave. So I don't know if she was upset with the music or she was, I think she was just trying to help.
Yeah, I think she was trying to help.
Or do you think she just wanted camera time?
No, I think she was trying to help.
You think so?
Yes, I'm going to go with that.
Because she donated.
Nope. I'm not going to let you be negative.
All right. I think she wanted camera time. Anyway, so that was my first thought. Oh, she just wanted camera time.
No.
Team Texas finally finds the mine shaft. Logan,
I was like, oh my gosh.
Logan tells Team Texas, the task is easy.
Yes.
But I understand she's trying to, but at that point, what was the point? You're so far ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you tell him it's easy?
Sometimes I wonder about her too. But anyway.
I get it if you're trying to get them to stay on this task, unless she didn't want them switching to the other music task.
What difference would that make?
I didn't get what she was trying. I didn't get that strategy.
Okay.
The cheerleaders are still struggling.
Yes.
They had like 18 bucks at that point.
At that point.
Tiffany finally gets how she should be asking for money. So she goes, oh, if I give them kisses on the cheeks, I ask them polite. Who guys? I go, finally. I'm like, finally. What do you, you've been doing this for how many hours? And you finally figure, Oh,
and then they also figured out keep the coins in there, just keep the dollars right, and stuff like that. And that made sense
but
too.
But I think that approach is how they should have been doing it from the. Yeah. They could have been cutesy, like, but they were too like, give me the money.
They're beautiful girls. Take, you know, what do I always say to you when I'm in a situation? I'm like, there isn't many time I like to pull my girl card. Obviously, I'm older now, so it doesn't work the same.
Oh, it works just the
same.
Oh,
thank you. But when I was younger, I would, you know, I would play dumb or use my girl card. I know I'm sorry, women, if I'm if that appalls you. But sometimes you have to use your girl card. And I do use it to my advantage. And that's what they're beautiful girls. Take advantage of what you have and
want. Yeah, but she was too...
Yeah, in the beginning, absolutely.
I said, you're not getting what you should be doing.
Well, they always say, you get farther with honey or sugar than you do with vinegar.
Honey than you do with vinegar.
Yes, anyway.
But I was like going, finally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously, I did say, oh, they'll rip through this.
Yeah.
They'll get $100 right away.
No, you did. You turned to me. I was like, oh, I got to tell them. I can't tell them.
Why are they struggling
with this? Can't tell them.
Anyway. Cheerleaders finally get, oh, wait. The rest of the teams go through... some of the other teams go through the Oscar Schindler's Museum.
Yeah, same. They all have the same. Yeah,
it's just a terrible thing. Cheerleaders. Well, not that's a positive thing, but you know what I'm trying to say. Let's see. Cheerleaders finally get the cash they need, and the guy goes, yes. "Crazy girls, crazy girls." Team Green finishes first. What a shock!
What a shock!
And they get to go to China. Is that what it is? China.
Yes.
I believe. Kelly and James Earl work together.
I like that. That was a smart idea.
That's smart. I go, yeah. You're that far ahead of anybody. Right. At this point, it doesn't matter if you finish second
right.
or third.
Exactly.
You just want to finish last.
We want to be the last three at the end, basically.
Right. Team Texas finally finishes their task, yes. And they seem to struggle pushing the cart.
I know.
It's like they're 100 years old.
I'm just like, maybe the race is grueling. I don't know, but they're still young guys.
It is grueling, but it seemed like Logan and Chris had once they got it started.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, then we go to team. Tiffany is struggling with the task. She's having trouble carrying the tray. Yes. She doesn't know what the items is. She's not a very big girl, so.
No.
But she's not a base in cheerleading.
But what I was surprised about again was that, you know, if you're familiar with the race, you know, you go and try to find out, you know, village people. I don't want to say village people, but locals. And you try to get
find the village people and you say, where is the YMCA?
And you go and you try to.
Or. Are you in the Navy?
Or, anyway, so you go and you
sail the seven seas in the Navy.
You go and, you know, find the locals and get them to help you with your task. You know, yeah. What is this word? What is this app? Blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
she
blah.
Walked right by a guy,
yes.
Right by, looked like a waiter
or
a valet or something like that. She goes, is this, he goes, yeah, this way. And
you know, we're sitting here watching it. We can always find a
because
billion things
I think
you should
that,
be doing.
I think the Team Alabama, someone asked that guy before what,
yeah.
It might have been Justin. I don't know who, but. She just walked away. Where is this tray so heavy?
Yes.
Anyway.
But anyway, then Texas and the guys and the girls decide to work together.
Yeah. And you got team, the news finished in second.
Yeah.
And team Alabama third. But and they were all happy. And what was with Phil's hair? Phil, I think, was having a good time there.
Yes, he was. And then,
was doing some dancing.
Yeah. And then the paparazzi finished next.
Well, before we get to that.
Oh.
Logan and Chris argue with who should do the task.
Yes.
She says she should do the task, but actually, Chris, I got to back Chris on this one.
Yeah.
He goes, you've done already so many in a row, because you can only do so many. If you get to the end, if it comes to the last task, and well, Chris, let's say Logan's done them all, but this is something she could have done.
Right.
Chris, like, look, this is something I can do.
Right. He's right.
He goes, no, you can't. But if it's something I can do, we might get to the one where I can't do it.
Right.
I have to do it.
Right.
And you see, it has happened in the past.
Yes,
it has. You should always give, if something that, you know, it's a borderline thing, go, let me take the easy one.
Right.
Let me do this one now. You take the harder one later on. But he was right, but then he forgot the clue. You're going to need this when.
Yeah.
And she was just mad.
Yes.
But I think they're panicking. They don't want to finish last, but. Anyway,
but so then they get there and they finish next, and then the last two teams, cheerleaders and the Texans, are together working together,
right?
And they finally figure it all out. And
I went on to say that Team Texas, I liked their attitude as they left Oscar Schindler's factory.
I did too.
They said, you know, we were in last, but does it really matter? After you mean,
as you see this, absolutely,
you go, wow, these guys really have. You know, they're about the game, but they're also about life, too.
Right.
Tiffany is still struggling.
Yeah. And then they work, so they decide to work together.
Tiffany and Josh work together.
Yeah, they work all together. And my favorite part was, you know, the Texas guys could have walked right past.
Oh, easily. He stopped and waited for her.
He waited for her. He goes, she helped us.
Yeah, Josh said, look, it's only right. I go, she didn't have to help me. She did. You know, I could have done it with it. You know, so they, They run in there. They're both
I love that
crying.
About
they're
that.
Both they're both sad. They don't, yep. you know. And it turns out though that team should lose six. And I'm against the non-elimination round,
but I knew you were going to like it this time
because Team Texas. Because I, you know, you kind of hope that you would be that way.
Yeah.
But you're like going. Not a lot of people would have done, in the race would have done what Team Texas did.
I would agree with you.
They would have said, you know, the heck with you. It's a race. It's a game. You know, I'm here to win. I'd like to think I would do something like that, but I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd do it.
You would.
I just don't know. But I've
no.
I was
you would. You're such a gentleman, and you're such a nice guy. I could see you doing it.
But I was happy that it was a non-elimination round. I did like the fact that Team Texas gets to stay around again. Yeah. And
But if they don't get their act together, I think they're going to be done next.
Yeah,
leg.
They're just playing, like you said, since the Express Pass. And it's funny I wrote that down too. They have just not been on there.
No.
They've just been struggling. And
so now I've changed again. So I'm thinking the top three teams. I think the top three teams are going to be. I really think it's still going to be Justin. I still think the newscasters are definitely in there.
Yeah.
And then that third thing, I think it could flip to the last, except I don't think the Texans will be there, but I think it could be Alabama, the paparazzi, or the cheerleaders.
But I'm starting to think, I go, it's kind of playing out. You have Justin and Diana just out in front.
Yeah.
And you see this happen all the time, and I've always complained about this. What if it's the final leg and Justin and Diana get a terrible cab driver?
Yeah, you're right.
And they lose because of the cab driver. I just think as dominant as they've been, it shouldn't come down to luck. I mean, I guess everything has luck.
No, honey, everything's
football,
luck,
the
though.
Ball bounces the same
yeah.
way. Baseball,
everything's luck.
But to lose because the cab driver doesn't know his city.
That's part
in
of,
this day and age where you have GPS.
I know, but that's part of anything. I mean, you even in life, you just happen to get the good. You know, okay, someone you look at it this way, someone who is more attractive than the other person, they got lucky to get the right parent. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right genes, right DNA.
Right genes, not the right parents. But, I mean, it just happens. I mean, everything is...
You're saying I couldn't... I with my hair, I couldn't be a model.
Not now, but you could when you were younger.
Anyway, I would sour on the season if Justin and Diana, if they were just killing it all the way, get some cab driver that takes them to the wrong location or
happen.
Something like that. I hate when that happens, and I just would...
Because you know why? Life's not perfect.
I get that. I get life's not
fair.
And
then things happen, and you just do the best you can, and as I tell all my kids, what did we tell our kids? You don't have to be the best player, but you better give 100%.
Right.
And same with life. You don't have to, like when they would come home, if they worked their butts off, and they did everything they possibly could do, and they still got the F or a D, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you're just not going to get it.
They never should have got Fs or Ds.
Not if you gave 100%. You just maybe need some help.
Well, they didn't always give 100%.
No, but I'm saying if you did.
All right. If you did. And if you did.
Anyway, I just think that's how it is. I just think that sometimes life is in the way.
I hear everything you're saying. I would just be upset if they lost because of a cab driver.
I hear you, and you could be that way, but that's just life.
It would make it more interesting in a race if there was some... It's like when one team just goes from wire to wire, and the rest of the season, you're like, going, well, no one's going to beat them. It's... Nobody, because Phil keeps asking the question, especially to Kelsey and Joey, what's it going to take? And he may take the clarinet, hit him over the head.
You don't know, but at least Phil's telling him to think about it. What's it going to take? Maybe they'll have the opportunity to do U-turn them next week. Maybe that'll be it.
They might. That's if I was in the race, I would U-turn them because it's the only way you can beat them.
Yeah.
And I would say, look, it's nothing personal. You guys are the best. The only way I'm going to win this race if I can get you out.
I'm with you.
Because I think if the news team gets Team Green out, they become the favorites because they're the smartest team.
I agree.
They're just working very well together. Whereas Team Alabama, they could sneak in and do it. Anyone could win it right now if Team Green somehow gets something, a bump in the road.
I agree.
But anyway, that's our show for today. Oh, first, I didn't want to talk about this in the beginning, but we, if you'd like to help this show and other shows like The Married Man, The Ramblecast, The Lost Podcast, which we're doing still, The Leftovers Podcast, The Game of Thrones Podcast, Survivor with Colleen, Jay, and Jack, and this show, The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. You can go to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help us out, or you can just give us a 5-star review if you like the show and all the other shows. And at this time, we'd like to thank a couple of special Patreons that have helped us out. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter. have helped us out with that. So we appreciate everybody. And if you could just listen to us, spread the word. Hey, there's this podcast I listen to where they get off topic, but I like it. They do certain things. And also, remember, every Tuesday is Jimmy Kimmel Tuesday. We're trying to get Jimmy Kimmel on the Lost Podcast. If you happen to see my tweet on the Jay and Jack Twitter account, if you could retweet it, I'd appreciate it. Figure the more people that tweet it, I'm going to keep bugging him until he says either I'm going to get a court order to get you to stop or he agrees to do it.
There you go.
But he says he's a big Lost fan, so if he's a big Lost fan, he should talk to the Lost fans out
there. I would agree.
I mean, I know he's busy. But you know,
how busy could he be that he couldn't talk to you and Jay?
I know, really.
Come on.
Am I asking too much?
No.
And the other Lost fans out there.
Yes.
Who would want to hear Jimmy
who
Kimmel's
wouldn't?
What he thinks. Was he a Locke fan?
Yes.
Did he not like Locke? Did he like Ben? Did he not like
right.
Ben? Did he like Hurley? Not Hurley?
Right.
Did Kate drive him crazy from time to time?
I hear you.
So anyway, if you could do us a favor, we'd really appreciate that. And all the other stuff you guys do, we just appreciate you guys listening.
Yes,
so basically that's it. Hasta luego and goodbye.